USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but shaken after being in Israel when Hamas attacks on the country began on Saturday.
There was a sense of fear and worry and a knowledge to many of us that there were horrific things going on around the country at that time.
The New Jersey Democrat noted in a social media video Sunday that he and his staff were forced to shelter in place while in Jerusalem. Booker recalled jogging in the old city when he was told by officials to return to his hotel quickly because Israel was under attack. He also described seeing frightened faces of children, families, and many Americans. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says Congress can provide aid to Israel without a House Speaker, but it's not ideal.
It wasn't my idea to oust the Speaker. I thought it was dangerous. You know, I look at the world and all the threats that are out there, and what kind of message are we sending to our adversaries when we can't govern, when we're dysfunctional?
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Congressman Michael McCaul said more than $3 billion in foreign military financing is available for the president to use. But McCaul also stressed that a speaker needs to be elected immediately so the House can vote on additional aid for Israeli defense systems. A man accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges in Utah is set to be extradited to the U.S., Nicholas Alaverdian, who also goes by Nicholas Rossi, insists he is an Irishman named Arthur Knight and had been living in Scotland. However, he was captured at a hospital in the UK, and police believe his tattoos and fingerprints proved otherwise. Nobody won Saturday night's $1.4 billion Powerball jackpot. The Powerball jackpot is now worth over $1.5 billion for Monday night's drawing. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley said Saturday's Hamas attack on Israel is something that could happen in the U.S.
Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and the Iranian backers, they hate us. And we have to remember that what happened to Israel could happen here in America.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations said Hamas and the other such groups like that have the same hatred for America they have for Israel. Haley said the southern border crisis makes the U.S. vulnerable and that America is incredibly distracted and incredibly divided right now. She added the U.S. needs to put an end to the negativity and the division. Pope Francis is calling for an end to attacks and violence in Israel. In his Sunday address to the faithful at St. Peter's Square, the Pope said terrorism and war would only bring further death and suffering to innocent people and not solve any problems. Francis said war is only a defeat, and he urged people to pray for peace. The congressman who led the ouster of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy once spoke adamantly against the removal of the Speaker of the House.
Instead of being able to finish strong in the 115th Congress, we will shatter into a bunch of factions fighting against each other for power. We got enough of that in Washington already.
That was 5 years ago. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz said on NBC's Meet the Press that his comments in 2018 about then Speaker Paul Ryan involved completely different circumstances, and that McCarthy's removal was necessary. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.